Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know. Vijay Nathan is here.
Yay!
That's my radio voice.
I like it.
How you doing? Good morning to you.
that sounds like a pedophile.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies. Vijay was our first guest.
I was?
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Wow, it's an anniversary
show. 7.5 years ago.
Wow,
I can't believe it.
Happy anniversary.
Right? Because you were pregnant.
I don't think so.
I don't think I was the first guest.
What do you mean you don't think so?
She's had like 15 kids
You're
by now.
You're asking a pregnant, when I was pregnant? I'm lucky I know who I am now.
No, you guys were already doing the show because you told me about the show before.
Yeah, but you were our first guest.
You didn't have a guest before?
No.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. I feel very special.
But it was only like our third show or fourth. So here's the thing. Let's talk first about Vijay.
All right.
Okay.
Yay.
Because we love Vijay.
Vijay's our house guest.
And she's in the house.
She's in the house.
Vijay's in the house, literally.
Woo, woo. What's up, people?
Chisel in the zizzle.
Well, first of all, you went to John Lovett's podcast comedy club last night.
What is podcast? Why did it say podcast comedy?
They must put it online right away.
They didn't ask permission.
I thought you guys would know that since you were there and many times, and I've never been there.
Well, that's what I think because a podcast is something that goes online.
Our fans listen to us from all over the world.
Awesome.
That's true. That's right. We do have people all over the world.
That's right, and a lot of gays. The gays love us.
Yeah,
I don't
really?
know why.
Why don't you guys, you should do a gay tour. Australia has a lot of gays.
Can I be gay, become gay for the
Please
tour?
Please don't. Let's show that we're in love.
Well, Vijay, how? Oh, she's staring at me with disdain.
Googly eyes.
That was supposed to be love.
It's making me nauseous.
I don't know. I think she has cataracts.
She has something in her ass.
What?
Sometimes you try too hard.
No, I was...
Like the people we saw last night, you tried too hard to be funny.
You saw bad comics last night?
Some bad comics.
How many comics were there? They went to Lovett's podcast comedy club.
Stop calling that.
That's what it's called.
It's so weird that it's called the John Lovett's comedy.
It's called the John Lovett's podcast and comedy club.
Why are you yelling?
I'll show it to you right now because I was just looking at it.
Why are you so angry? Yeah, LA people are supposed to be happy.
Yeah. Why are you so
angry? I want to fit in. They're not happy.
Is this an act or you really like this?
I wasn't acting. You're telling me that's not the name. Don't call it that.
Stop yelling. Or I'm going to spank you on air.
What?
I will.
Why can't I yell? It's my show. Well, then turn down your headphones.
I know, we both have to turn down our heads.
Yeah,
God.
You're too loud.
I'm not yelling. I'm just passionate.
Person. He's very passionate about the podcast name.
Who are you staying with? Was it you who's staying with someone who was fighting, like a couple? Was that you?
Yes, that was awful.
Last time
you were here?
A few times before.
We're going to become that couple. We're just going to...
At least I can hide with the kids. The kids will save me. They'll protect me.
But yeah, some couple, they were having a divorce. They were getting divorced or something in the middle of...
They were in the middle of a fight.
You had that too. Did your couple divorce?
Oh, I think he ran away. I think part of it was... I hardly know this person. She's just like, come stay at my guest house. It's great. And she had a beautiful place. And I met her husband for the first time. She's American and he's Indian. And she... Clearly, to keep him in the country, they got married. Like, they were... Like, that's... She was in love with him, but I don't know what's going on. And so I go out and do my business one day in the afternoon. And then I come... And then she calls me on my way back home, and she said don't let my husband in the house. Don't let him back in the house. I've taken all the pets and I'm staying at my friend's house. And she's like, you know, I took all the keys. You're the only one who has a house key now. But I go in the house and he's there. He can't leave the house because he knows he'll be locked out. So her husband can't leave the house, or he knows he'll be locked in. So he's waiting for me to come home.
Oh my God.
And he's like, I don't know where she is. And I'm like, oh, you know, she's okay. She needs to cool down. I don't even know her.
What happened.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You don't even know her.
And I think I called you and I'm like, can I come over?
I remember you go, I don't know. It's really weird here. I don't know.
Like, I packed.
I have to throw him out. I don't even even know him.
I mean, I immediately left, but I left the key. And she was just
she flipped out at you.
Yeah, she's like, you were the worst kind of friend. And I'm like, you want me to take the key? I didn't know what she wanted. And then later on, like, I just like left, like, you know, like in the middle of the night. And later on, she mails me my socks. It was like in a giant manila envelope. And they were stapled together with like a post-it on it saying, here are your socks.
And you want to move out here.
These are the crazy people.
These are the people that live in Los Angeles. It's crazy. Well, what makes you want to move out here?
Oh, what makes me want to move out here? Well,
her mother.
My mother is driving me away.
That's why I moved out here.
That's the truth.
Yeah, really?
One of them. One of the reasons.
Right? Yeah, my father was the other reason. Yeah.
But I'm bummed. And your sister. So what are the reasons? So I've been doing comedy since 1997, and I started out in Maryland, D.C. area, and then I moved to New York where I met the beautiful Stephanie Blumbush. I don't know. So then I was in New York for a long time, and then I had to move back to D.C. to help out my mom after my dad passed away, and it just has been now 5 years.
You can't do comedy in D.C., can you?
I did a lot in D.C.
Yeah, comedy clubs?
No. I mean, they have a couple comedy clubs, but I did more comedic storytelling, and I got like, which I consider the best comedians to me are storytellers. Like, that's what I want to do. But it's kind of a weird place because no comedian calls himself a storyteller. Bill Cosby doesn't call himself a storyteller. Chris Rock doesn't call himself a storyteller. Right. Mike Birbiglia, he might, but they say, oh, that guy's so funny, he's a comedian. And so I was trying to figure out how to bridge that. But so I did a lot of, I wrote two new shows while I was there. Like, so in a lot of ways it was good, but I couldn't grow anymore as an artist. My figure got a lot bigger. I grew in that sense.
Physically.
Yeah, the first show was Good Girls Don't, But Indian Girls Do.
Right.
What's the second one called?
The next show I wrote was called McGoddess, Big Macs, Karma, and the American Dream.
McGoddess, like McDonald's?
Like McDonald's, exactly. And then my third show was called, well, I've changed the title a couple of times, but the first original title was Give Them Vagina. Tips from Mom, Dad, and Cosmo.
I'd see that.
Yeah. Oh, really? Because a lot of, well, you're straight, but a lot of gay guys were like,
no.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't put vagina and gay man in the same room.
No, but.
But you can put asses, as I found out.
Vagina monologues is different because the title gives away the fact that it's for women in a way. Mm-hmm. But your title, I don't know, it's more, it just, so you can tell it's funny.
But you're a sensitive, have a strong feminine side. Most men wouldn't go.
I do not.
Most men wouldn't go to that.
Because most men don't have vaginas, but apparently you do.
He has a small one.
He's so small.
I have a small penis, but a large vagina.
Can you talk about, all right, so finish your show. Stuff so you
no, we can get back to it.
Can you talk about that boyfriend that you had in our conversation?
Yeah, I can talk about the boyfriend that I had. Okay,
bitch is looking for love. Is that true?
Well, I'm looking for love,
a nice, normal guy.
And I love Jewish men, I'm Indian, but I really like Jewish
guys. He likes
guys.
The Jews.
Oy vey.
There must be a website for
maybe that's your maybe that's the problem.
How about like Jewish your men? Next show, Indians. Girl loves Jewish boys.
I joined J Date. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I joined J Date and I got hits, but they were all, it was so funny because they'd be like guys who are like, I really want to, you know, marrying someone Jewish is really important to me.
But
I mean, of course.
I want to try out an Indian.
Of course, that's what it would be. But then, like, that would be on the profile, but then they'd contact me and be like, hey. So obviously, I mean, I was dumb. Like, they just want to have sex.
I may be kosher, but I'd like to taste some Indian food occasionally.
So that was. That was
so
pretty good.
We need an Indian. We need a Jewish boy for her.
But
you have to convert.
There's 800 Jewish women that can't get the man.
I know.
Are they on iDate? Indian site?
Please take them. Take the Indian guys. But Indian guys are handsome. That's not what I mean. They're just.
What's the problem?
Okay. Yeah,
so what's the problem? Yeah.
Were you not attracted to them? Or?
Oh no. I mean, well, okay. First of all, I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood. So that's like what I like. That's my bread and butter, love, whatever. That's not my bread and butter, but it pops my tart. What is it?
Oh my.
No, no, no.
It floats your dress.
Floats your boat. Whatever pops your chart. It's a. I never heard that. I don't know. My friend.
It floats your boat. It floats.
I've popped a few tarts in my day.
I like.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
You.
It was a long time ago. I'm talking about before
her. I was 30 years old. I was a whore.
No.
Sorry. Is that wrong to say that? No, you were the first. Real man I've ever had.
Yeah. Good save. Right. Good save.
So wait, I got it. So, please tell us about that guy.
Okay,
that
so
you, the conversation went like this. Vijay called me.
Wait. Let me give you the pre-story before the conversation. Okay, so my mom calls me from India. She's in India with her with my aunt, and she's like, "Vijay, we have good news. You're going to be married." And I'm like, "Awesome!" And I'm like, "Who is it? When's it gonna happen?" She's like, "I don't know, but we talked to the astrologer."
Hello,
An astrologer.
Yeah, and so he's kind of like a fortune. Like he'll look at your charts and stuff. And he was just like, "Yeah, she's gonna meet somebody very soon." So this is like. This is like end of March, beginning of April. And so I was kind of like
looking out for it.
I was really happy. Like I was really relieved. Like, oh, I don't have to do anything. And some guy's going to come up.
And he's just going to appear.
He's just going to appear. And so then like the next day I went on my OkCupid site and I had kind of given up on the online dating for a while. And then somebody wrote to me. He was the only white Hindu guy on OkCupid. And I was like, this is a sign.
Wait, is this Indian music?
I thought that was my phone
that changed its ring. I'm like, what?
It sounds kind of Indian. Or that like Jewish klezmer. So I was like, okay, so that must be meant to me. Because like my mom also had said like they were that the astrologer was like, it'll be a good Hindu guy. And I'm like, oh my God.
This is it. A sign from God.
Totally a sign from God. So and it wasn't, he didn't have like an online name like, you know,
no
So Big 69. So I thought that was a good sign. He had like a normal name.
So they have pictures of their privates next to their... you know, their ID.
You can't almost show. No. You can almost like it can be like it'll be like the leading down
the trail, the happy trail.
Like definitely, you know, like when they show like just like the torso.
Yeah,
there are people
who
just show their torso. They don't show their head or anything. And like so I'm like, I know what you want.
The happy trail is the
hair.
Oh,
but like they can't show. Yeah, like they can sort of show that section. So I was like, okay, so I gotta go out this guy. It's destiny. Like I was already like, okay, it's destiny. So the first date I see him and he's like my age, a little older than me, which is nice because a lot of people are younger. And then he's like, you know, so he's all good. He's talking about like he does really good impressions of Yosemite Sam. And
oh, that's it. Yeah.
I'm a very easy to please. And I didn't even like. And
was
so
he cute?
I thought he was really cute. He was cute. He was artistic. He's a musician. So I was like, you know, and you know, when you hear people are always saying, you know, like when you get older, like you just know, like it happens like
no,
that.
No, it doesn't. We still don't know. And we've been together how long? 20 years.
Weasley, I think the guy's a phony.
Who's that? That's not Yosemite Sam.
It sure is getting powerful warm in here.
There you go.
Oh, there's Yosemite Sam. Yes, yes.
He'll just have to edit.
So he was like really cute and was like super sweet on that first date. Great, a gentleman. He'd seen me. The other thing is like I'm always nervous about men don't usually like dating comedians. That's just they feel awkward because them, you know, they're like, I'm the guy that's supposed to be the funny one, you know.
That never happened here. He got funnier, didn't you, sweetie?
Whatever you say, dear.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah. He's much funnier than when I met him.
Thank you.
No, you brought it out.
He has good. Yeah,
you released it.
I blossomed.
He had it in him.
In my pants.
Had to be pulled.
You released his comedy jaguar. So he was good. Like the first, what was that?
A chicken.
My comedy chicken. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Get it? Oh no. I'm so, okay. No.
Are you trying to do an Indian joke?
No. I just saw cow and then I felt bad.
What?
Well, I could feel bad. Cows are supposed to be
sacred. No, they're supposed to be sacred.
I love cow. Meat. I love to eat meat. Cow all the time.
She eats a cow all the time.
Put the bunny in the cup.
Put the bunny with the cup.
All right.
Okay. So anyway, so okay, so I was really like, this is my destiny. Like, I, whatever that guy was gonna do, I was like, I was convinced that this guy's
no
for me,
what.
No matter what. So like, I slept with him on the second
date.
Oh
no,
she's a whore.
Yeah, I know.
That's not a good idea.
I know, but it was so much fun. Because I thought,
the crowd doesn't like.
Oh, but look, I thought it was destiny because the astrologer said all this stuff. So I thought it was like, well, how wrong can I go? And there is that. People do say like, yeah, I met my soulmate when I was older. And you just know like that.
Nonsense.
But
Who says that? Are they still together?
Hey.
No, I mean, listen, it happens different for everyone. I don't think that's the only way. But...
Well, I was just like, you know, like, and, you know, and everyone's telling me, I don't think I'm picky, really. If you like me, that's about it.
I would sleep with anybody if they liked me.
Yeah. No, I mean, right? Well, no. I don't mean sleep with them, but I'm just like, you know, like when some women are very like picky, I'm like, oh, you like me? Okay, let's go out. Like, okay. Sometimes lazy eye, that's hard for me because I don't know where to look. That's really hard. It just stresses me out when someone has that.
That's the only thing that holds you.
Oh, I can't.
So you just do it in the dark.
No, I'm not talking about sex.
Oh, sex, sorry.
Like, I mean, giving them a chance. No.
I got it.
A chance?
Wait.
Is that what you call it nowadays?
She had a therapist that had a lazy eye and was a burn victim.
No. I had a therapist who had a glass eye. Like, and half of her face, like, I think she had a birth defect. So her face was like... And then, like, it was, they created a new eye. Like, so she did look like a burn victim.
She had three eyes?
No, she had two eyes, but there was no eye. So they had to make, like, a fake eye.
Oh, that's and the so they, worst.
And this is her therapist. Like, you have to talk to them.
Oh,
and, like,
no.
And then you feel guilty for not being able to look past the therapist. Like, the therapist
problem.
Was married with kids. How bad
I was
of a
so
loser
jealous
do you feel?
Of her. I was so jealous like, you know? Of her. But she's
that's
the one who told me to do J-Date.
Oh, she did.
She's the one who encouraged me to do J-Date. But I couldn't, eventually I couldn't keep going to her because like, because I couldn't look at her. The first couple of times it was great because I was just crying, so I wasn't looking at her. But after that, when I looked at her, I'd
feel
be like,
oh
I know, I would be like, out. I would like be rubbing my eyes and she's like, what's wrong with your eyes? And I'm like, I have allergies. Like I really couldn't.
Nothing's wrong with your eye. Nothing.
Was she? Can she cry out of both eyes or just one eye?
She didn't cry with me. But
she cries double out of the good eye.
The best was the first meeting was I just go in and I see it. And then at the end she goes, you may have noticed that I'm a little different. I'm like, no. No.
I have one brown eye and one dead eye.
Why would I notice that your like, face is mashed in?
It stares into space.
It's like man without a face. What was that? But,
oh my God.
But like her whole face was like that.
Like, she should have worn a patch.
Therapist without a whole face. That should be her handle. Her CB handle.
I might be happily married by now if I had stuck with that.
That's right.
One-eyed therapist.
That's right.
So I sleep with him and I'm like, oh, okay, this is great, you know. And I'm also like, I'll have like sexually be adventurous. Like I didn't mind. I was like, you know, I'm old, 40, whatever. Like I'm like, what am I saving it for now? You know,
I'm gonna die soon.
Yeah, maybe. So I was just like, and I'm just like, I'm gonna be a free spirit because you know the astrologer says I'm marrying this guy, so he must be the guy. So
what if it was the wrong one? Maybe
he was too soon.
He might have been too soon.
He came too soon.
But the fact that the only white Hindu guy, like it wasn't just
that's
like
weird, yeah.
That was like, oh, okay.
That's a sign.
So we were going out for like a month and he had talked about his previous relationships and that's okay.
It like, is?
I thought he doesn't want to hear anything.
Patty Stanger would never put up
the
with
millionaire
that.
Millionaire matchmaker.
You're not allowed
she's
to...
not with
married.
Anybody, is
no,
she? I don't
married.
Know. I think he also broke up with her, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not doing too well. Either.
And I think she's a man, so that could be a problem.
Maybe that's why I like her.
Her dick is bigger than anybody else.
I just love when she calls people a douche. That's my favorite.
That's funny.
He's a douche.
I like it when you call me a douche.
You do?
Yeah, right. It's hot.
I'll do it later.
All right. In the dark. Let me put my glass eye in first.
and smash up your face.
Okay.
Sorry.
So Vijay Nathan's telling us about her dating life with a Jewish Hindu. Go.
No, he wasn't Jewish. He was just white.
A white Hindu
who was like creative. So I was also, he's creative and he really.
It's funny.
He loved the fact that I was a comedian, which is not a lot of guys like that, so it was really nice. So anyway, so slowly things I would find out, like oh, the third date I realized he was missing a tooth. Like
the
like
third date it took you.
the first date I thought it was spinach because we had these spinach mushrooms.
Where was it missing? The front tooth.
You got a piece of spinach that's shaped like a tooth.
It's not like the front tooth, but like a side. Like,
and you did not notice that when you were talking?
Because he'd kind of hide it. Like he kind of.
So we talk like. Like what's his name? Elvis Presley.
Kind of, well, he
was. How you doing,
what's up?
He was a musician. I didn't. So it took me a while. So he was missing a tooth. Did not have any intentions of getting it fixed.
That sounds like my brother. And he's mentally ill. So
okay, well,
my brother's missing a tooth.
Like, how do you know he had no intention? He told you.
Well,
eventually?
I said. I'm like,
what's with your tooth?
No, I go, you should fix your tooth. Like, I was like,
immediately. Well, like, no. I'll go with you.
But he thought he thought that it was superficial.
Oh.
I'm like, maybe a bat. I mean, a tooth is
for
like
a
necessity.
Homeless person, it's superficial.
Yeah, he was like
just trying to scrounge around for food. But like when you actually live in society.
Yeah. And then like a month, like 6 weeks into dating him, I'm talking to him about like, so he had, I knew he had been married twice, like once when he was really young and it didn't work out. And then I said, oh, so when did you divorce your second wife?
And silent.
Exactly. Nothing.
Oh,
and I
no.
go, okay, so she's your
he's
current
still
wife.
He's still my one and only. He still looks good so far.
I was still in love. No. Okay, so that I found out. And then I get this is when I call
Stephanie.
This is
the phone call I get.
Okay, so I call, why don't you, so I call you up.
She calls me up. She goes, is it normal wait, what did you say for... did you call him your boyfriend? To this guy I'm dating, to want me to use a dildo on him and say, does that feel good? Do it. Does that feel like a dick? Is that what he said?
He said, yeah, he wanted me to talk to him. I wasn't that upset about, like, because I've read in Cosmo, guys like butt stuff, okay?
Yeah.
But
they don't want you to pretend it's a dick. They want it because it feels good and you think it's a woman doing it, not a man doing
well,
it.
Yeah. So then when he, so. Yeah. So I, you know, I'm like, okay, I like put it in, and then he said, ask me questions. He said, I want you to ask me questions.
Like, does it feel real or something?
No, I'll tell you. So I go, what questions do you want? Like, and he goes, ask me if I wish it was a real dick.
Yeah.
And I said, do you wish it was a real dick? And he's like, oh yes, yes.
And then she's like, is that?
and then he goes, ask me if I wish you were a real boy. And I'm like, do you wish I was a real boy? And he's like, oh yes, yes.
And so she's asking me, is that normal? And I go, well, you know, people like different things. Like, because I knew she really was into him.
Wait, was he telling you this, or were you
no,
actually?
They did.
I was
oh,
doing
no.
it. I was like, and hey, I'll roll with it.
Yeah, and I go, that doesn't sound good. I said, because, you know, yeah, I know some guys like something up there, but they're also knowing it's a woman doing it to them. They just like the feeling. They don't want to imagine that it's a man doing it to them.
Well, then I go,
yes. That's gay. I said, so either he's bisexual or he's gay and he doesn't. And then I'm going, well, and I was so trying to like... I was so trying to like not say get rid of him immediately.
Well, you were like, Greg would not like that.
I go. Greg has feminine qualities, and he.
Well, I never tried.
You wouldn't want me to say. You wouldn't want me to say those things.
Well, no, but I'm talking about just the ass play in general.
Oh yeah, we did a little ass play. I helped your constipation.
Oh.
So no, but like no, that's what I'm saying. Because some guys like it feels good. It feels good up there. Some guys like it. Like some guys like your nipple play, and some don't.
Well, it's saying, a G spot. Like the male G spot, apparently.
Oh. Okay.
So, but immediately afterwards, you know, he was like, "Let me explain." And I go, "Okay." And I
There's
go, I'm
no
like,
way out of that.
Well, I go, "Are you gay? Are you bi? Are you like?" I asked him right after it happened, and he's like, "No, no, no. I want to imagine what it's like a woman
that's
to
up.
Be entered, to have sex.
That's weird.
He's like,
do
that's
you
what.
No.
He's like, that's what I am imagining. And I go, so you're a woman.
And, right, and, right. And, that's what I was trying to say. Greg wouldn't imagine that.
I never even imagining that.
Right. No,
now you're
kind of,
and I go, okay, so
you're a woman?
Am I a lady?
Are you a lady?
Am I a lady? And he's like, you're you. With a penis.
Oh, no.
All right. And things were going downhill on this phone call very quickly. I go, it doesn't sound good. I'm just going to say.
Thank you for not telling me about this, by the way.
See, I don't share everything.
She doesn't share anything, which is good.
Yeah.
That we can talk about it on the radio.
Yes. Right. Now you could share with everyone. Because Placido, one of our favorite fans, is gay. And he may have a few.
Yeah.
He
may have some
words.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Give us a little
and
advice.
Corey, too.
We have two. Super fans.
So okay. So
and the conversation.
So
go,
he relieved himself during this process, obviously.
yes.
And that's when he felt guilty and he wanted to explain.
Well, I think I'm not the first that he's done this with.
He has a vibrator he travels with, right? He brings it over.
Well, he brought his own thing. It was not I didn't know that dildos looked like penises. That's really dumb of me. I thought it was, you know, like a vibrator just looks phallic, you know, like it looks like the Washington Monument or a lipstick.
No, some are shaped like penises.
No, they're totally like exact replicas of penises.
See, most of them are bigger.
Yeah, but they have the veins in it.
This was like a penis with balls. Yeah. And this was very
What color?
You know.
Black?
Purple?
No, not black.
Like mine?
Like purple.
Like mine?
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
I love morning radio.
It was a white penis.
Oh, it was white?
It was, yeah.
Was it
veiny? Like yes. And like, the balls were kind of like browny, whatever.
Did it have hair on it?
No. Oh, my God. That'd be so gross.
A fake hairy
real
penis.
Pubic.
Can you imagine having to clean that?
Even real penises don't have hair on them anymore these days.
Yeah, people
they
shave.
Don't.
No, you know they groom down there.
Oh yeah, he shaved his balls too, which like
is that
completely.
Wrong?
Well, would you do it?
I've tried it because my gay fans told me that I should shave my punani.
But isn't it? But doesn't that isn't it itchy?
Is a punani a vagina?
That's what Corey calls it.
He calls it a punani.
Yeah.
But see, I think if a woman shaves her, it's so itchy. So I can only imagine for a guy worse.
No, it didn't itch him.
No, oh. I put a little lotion on afterwards.
And it makes it look bigger.
Wow, okay.
He just started that too. He's very excited.
Whoa, here it goes.
So that's after I talked to him, that's when I called you. Because immediately after he left, I looked up, you know, is it okay for heterosexual guys to have?
Say? No, it was a big no.
No, it was, yeah. It was yes. Like,
oh, everything's okay.
Who knows? It's an online
thing. If it feels
good,
it's okay, right?
Well, they were like, plenty of married men have, you know.
Fantasies?
No, have gay sex. And I was like,
what?
Plenty of married men have gay sex.
Have had a gay sexual encounter, but don't call it gay. They don't call
it's
it
an
that.
Experiment when they're younger.
Pleasuring. Right. No, they are married. It's when they're married.
While they're married.
While they're married.
No.
I had that.
No. When they're younger.
Is that cheating if you do it with a man? If I do it with a man, am I cheating on Stephanie?
Yes.
I can't get away with anything.
No.
If he has a better body than Stephanie. Yes. Then it's
everyone
cheating.
Has a better body than me. No, when they're younger, boys do that. Just like girls. Some girls experiment.
This was not being
But not when
kid.
You're married.
Yeah, not being young or not being teenager, not being college. This was like about men who are in committed relationships.
What website did you read this on?
I Googled it.
Can you imagine
penthouse
having sex with a man? Is that something?
No, I would never imagine having sex with a man.
But what if you were a lady? Can you imagine being a lady having sex with
a
man? That's what he was telling me.
No.
But he's not a lady.
Right.
He's a man. He's making you think he's a lady. He's got you twisted around. He's like, oh, so you go, oh, you're a lady. Okay, then we're in love still.
I just want somebody that I could make up some nonsense with and make him do it to me. That would be fabulous.
That's what he did. That worked.
Right. And that's why he liked
you. It worked like a charm.
Did the astrologist tell you that was going to happen?
No, I called my mom and because I told her when I was dating the guy, I'm like, oh, I found the guy, you know, and they're all excited. And I'm like,
but
he's not
kind
the
of
guy.
A woman. I'm not sure if he's a man or. Yeah, well, as this conversation and I was like trying to be so diplomatic, like I was like, I don't know. It doesn't sound. I mean, like, go listen. Everyone experiments in their relationship. But the more you told me about the boy thing and the does it feel like
well,
it's different. It would be all right even if he wanted a dildo up his butt, I would say excellent, you know what I mean, like that's fine,
but his fantasy is not normal and it's not healthy.
It's not that it's not normal.
Well, maybe he's gay. If he's gay,
right,
then he's gay,
and it's
that's
normal,
okay.
But
it's
but
not the, normal the thing, if he's not admitting to it,
but it's also yes. normal if a person like yourself wants to be in that kind of relationship, it could be your normal play, you know what I mean?
Right.
It could be. I don't know. I would not feel comfortable because
right,
I don't get it. I wouldn't
right.
get it.
And also, ultimately, he's going to want a real man to do it. Don't you think?
That's what I'm thinking.
Eventually.
So he said it like this. Like he's like, haven't you ever had like a fantasy? Like maybe you had like, you know, like a rough sex fantasy or like a guy comes upon you. And
yeah,
you,
but that's normal. And,
well, he's like, but you don't want that to happen. You would never really want to be, you know, raped.
Right.
But you may fantasize about it. And I was like, well, okay. And when he said it like that, I was like,
he's
I know
really
I'm never going to be a lady.
Thing.
He's like, I know I'm never going to be a woman.
But I really want to.
We're going to get into some.
If the astrologer didn't say that, she may have.
You may not have gone that far.
I would not. I don't think. I don't even think I would have necessarily gone
you
out
You might
with
have
him.
Stopped with the tooth.
So
I would have stopped at the tooth because I was just like, this is my destiny. And I was all like, okay, I'm going to get his tooth fixed. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do, you know.
So you're not engaged?
We're not. He talked about marrying me, though.
But like, didn't he have really no job or like?
He's a musician. So he worked in a lot of bands.
Yeah.
Like he eked out like some sort of living,
mm-hmm.
but not like a. He didn't have, obviously, he couldn't fix his tooth. He didn't have health insurance.
He couldn't afford to get a divorce, probably.
He probably couldn't afford to get a divorce, yeah.
Oh, so, that's a horrible story.
It's a good story,
I think
it's
pretty funny.
Do you want to talk about the forum,
it's a
you
good,
guys?
Yeah, I do.
We have so much to cover.
But I want to talk about Vijay's comedy
yes,
a little
let's
bit
talk about
first.
Her okay. move out here and...
And then we'll talk about...
Her fame and fortune she's going to have.
Well, let's play a little bit of Vijay's comedy.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I need my glasses. I can't see anything. Where are they?
You can't see your glasses.
I can't.
You can't find them. You want me to find them?
Here. Let's talk about your comedy. Let's play a little bit and comment as we go along, okay?
Okay.
So, I'm Indian.
So, what does that mean?
How do you feel about that?
Now, is this part of your stage show or is this stand-up?
This is stand-up.
And I suck at dating. Thank you for applying for being Indian. Thank
that
you.
Works.
Wait, we're going to
so
dissect
I suck
every...
at dating. It's because my parents raised me to get an arranged marriage. I was to have no contact with men until the day of my marriage. My father made it very clear. Vijay, men are animals. Don't go near them. They go crazy and they rape you. You look at them, they rape you. You make them a cheese sandwich, they rape you.
You should have listened to your own advice before you dated that boy.
It made me laugh.
I'm glad. Well, I'm not so happy.
That's funny.
So when you come out here, you're going to do...
Let's hear more, though.
All right.
Wait, more?
You're going to do comedy when you come out here?
No, I'm going to change my whole career. I'm going to go for
a
stenographer.
Let me tell you, you're very funny and your timing is awesome.
Aww.
Your timing is really good. I mean, it's so professional.
Let's hear more.
And so I'm kind of screwed because my parents didn't come through with my arranged marriage. And now I'm left with no dating skills. Like most girls learn when they're growing up. Like, I can never tell when a guy is coming on to me, and I find myself in really awkward situations. I went on a business trip, and me and my coworker were just hanging out in his hotel room, chatting.
You hear somebody in the audience go, oh, no. You hear? You're like, oh, no.
Sitting on his bed, drinking.
Well, let me go back.
Learn when they're growing up. Like, I can never tell when a guy is coming on to me.
Yeah, we noticed.
And I find myself in really awkward situations.
Yes, very awkward.
I went on a business trip, and me and my coworker were just hanging out in his hotel room, chatting, sitting on his bed, drinking.
See, even the men love that joke.
And he says, "What would you do if I pulled out my dick right now?"
This also happened.
You have a very odd dating life.
You're attracting
life.
the wrong man.
That was like somebody I was working with. And I was like,
you must draw out the crazy sexuality in women. Funny.
We were just talking about Fleetwood Mac. How did we get from Stevie Nicks to your dick? I don't know what I'd do. I definitely wouldn't make you a cheese sandwich.
I like it.
Thank you so much.
Now, why did you, since you're the youngest of three sisters, why didn't the oldest have an arranged marriage? Like, why didn't those two have one?
For my oldest sister, they tried to get her an arranged marriage. Like, they tried to hook her up with Indian guys. She went to medical school in India, and then she came and she did her residency in New York, and she met her husband.
She probably hurried up and met.
Well, she met him, but she was still like, you know, not sure she wanted to marry this guy. And so they were setting her up while she was still had known this guy. And then she finally she was like, no, I'm going to marry this man.
And they don't force it, like make you, as long as he's Indian.
No, he's black.
Oh, that's right. As long as you find someone, you're off the hook of the arrangement?
I mean, my parents were freaking lazy assholes.
That's what I see. Like, it seems like they didn't really, like, come through for you.
They totally didn't come through for me. And, like, yeah, wouldn't I love for them to go and pick, like, a nice doctor from a good family and they all still have their hair and teeth? And that's what you do. You look around. You, like, look at education. You look at the families.
Yeah, what happened? They're slackers.
They were lazy. They were really lazy. Like, I mean, a lot of my cousins, they have successful arranged marriages. So it's not like...
It works.
So...
Are you too old now?
Yes, I'm 41.
No, you're not. You look so young. You look like a baby.
You look like a teenager.
You could get away with like 28, 30.
Okay, so easily. So bleep out my age.
Yes.
Okay.
She's 31, okay. Ladies. I mean...
But like...
You do. You look like a
teenager. Men with dildos.
Please apply here.
Apply here.
And I mean back here.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about the arranged. Why can't I say? Will they
I so wanted an arranged marriage. I mean, I would have been so open to meeting guys.
So there's nobody there for you, like.
I mean, well, so truthfully, I was dating somebody when I was at my prime age for that, right? Like, so, like under 30 is when you're in your prime age, and I thought I was, and I was with a beautiful Jewish man who I loved dearly, but it didn't work out.
Now, why didn't it work? Because
his parents were very racist.
They were racist.
Yeah, but what? But. Your parents can't stop you from marrying somebody.
No, he didn't. They didn't stop me. He was a people pleaser. And I mean, there were other problems too. It's not just like one thing, you know.
And the sex was bad too.
And oh, I hope he doesn't hear this. But
he won't.
Okay.
He won't. Unless he's gay.
But like, I mean, we had issues. We had a lot of issues. It wasn't just that. But it came to a point where. Like when, and this is in my show, one of my shows where we were planning our wedding, and it was going to be a Jewish wedding and an Indian wedding.
Were you engaged?
We were engaged. Oh, we were engaged. Nice. We were like, I think a year away from being married, or maybe
did
like a year and a half.
Everything
no, we hadn't booked any. We had just started looking.
Uh-huh.
It was like, so we'd been engaged for a year, and I guess it was 2 years before the wedding. So we just started looking and I could started to feel stressed, and I was like, I know this isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And his parents had like they, when we said we'll have the Jewish wedding, they were all, and we'll have an Indian wedding. They were happy, you know, about the Jewish wedding. And I said, oh, and then for the Indian wedding, you will be part of the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to be part of the wedding, the Indian wedding. And so that was really like, because I had endured a lot of stuff that my parents didn't know about, like, and you know, like, so there's kind of like, there's like earlier in our relationship, they had told me and my boyfriend, fiance at the time, that they were like, we just saw Donahue on Children of Interracial Couples. They are really messed up. it would be very selfish of you two to have children. Oh. Like, and so this was like our he was also, they were also trying to set him up with other people while we were engaged. We were engaged, yeah. And so
did he not stick? He didn't stick up. He didn't.
Yeah, he didn't. Like, he was sort of like that. He kind of had that attitude of, you know, that's the way they are. That's the world they're from. But this point, like when they didn't want to be in the Indian wedding, because my parents had, they invited them to so many events. Like once we were engaged, they had already loved my fiance, and or when he was my boyfriend, they loved him. So that was like immediately they were like, well, his family is now our family. So they invited them to my sister's weddings.
Did they come?
To their, they came to one, but they didn't want to come to like the other events. They wouldn't come, and my parents didn't understand why. And I just was like, oh, they're busy. But they just hated being different, and me not being Jewish made them so different from everyone else.
Did you talk about converting?
No, they didn't even care. They celebrate Christmas. They still celebrate Christmas. It wasn't, it was more about the fact that I wasn't white than it was about the fact
that they were really superficial assholes.
I mean, and it made them like, okay, so that you're in, they were in Long Island, you know, Long Island where all the neighbors are looking, all the neighbors, you know, like.
Keep up with the Joneses.
It's very, so it's
the
just
Jewses.
Like,
the Jewsies.
You know, and they just, so ultimately I was like.
You would have had really cute kids.
They would have been adorable. They would have looked Iranian probably. But like the fact that they wouldn't participate in such a public thing, I was like, that's going to humiliate my parents. Like, and my parents don't know that. And I was like, and that's when I realized, I was like, this is going to never end. This is always, I'm always going to, and I've always been downplaying who I was and I was just like, okay, this is not going to work.
So you broke it off.
I broke it off. Yeah. I mean, we still sort of tried to stay together, like dating, you know, we didn't call it, but once you're engaged and going to be married, you can't go backwards. It doesn't work, you know? So I broke it off and that was,
did he get married?
He is married.
To a nice Jewish girl?
I think she is. I know she's white. I'm pretty sure she's Jewish.
I found my one of my first girlfriends on Facebook. You ever get...
Facebook? Well, Facebook? Oh, I thought you meant like...
No. I searched, you know, once in a while I get into this thing where I want to see people that I haven't seen in a long time.
Right.
And I don't have a Facebook account, so I go on hers.
Talks to people as me.
Why don't you get a Facebook?
I don't like it. I tried it a couple of times, and people come out of the woodwork that I don't want to talk to. But I did find, I found somebody.
Who'd you find?
Greer.
Greer. Is that your girlfriend?
Was my girlfriend when I was from the age of 17 to like 21.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I like that name.
So did you lose your V card to her?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I lost it before that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, lost it with a prostitute.
I did.
Oh, okay.
With a coupon.
I had a coupon. I couldn't pass it up.
Really? You had a coupon?
I did.
Well, how much did you get off? Or did they throw in a free wonton?
He got off completely.
I got off a lot.
Wait, I love the coupon.
It was 15%.
That's in my show. I have my solo show.
Okay.
50% off. All right. It's hilarious.
Anyway, the point is, you see, I saw her. And she looks completely, like, completely unrecognizable on so many levels. You know what I mean? And also, she was very young. She was 3 years younger than me then. But it's just so scary to see certain people and what they've turned into. And she,
she married the aging process. It makes me feel better.
No, but she married a black. No, but it wasn't just that. She was Jewish. Uh-huh. She married a black guy.
Okay.
All her friends were on this thing were Puerto Rican. She lives somewhere in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Her, you know, she has black kids, and she looks like a completely different, like unrecognizable.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see people who got really fat and bald.
Yeah, she got
that
fat and bald.
Like mean to me, and I'm like, oh my god, they're hideous now. Like it makes you does make you feel better, you know. But I can't go to reunions because I'm fat and bald and I'm a mustache.
Wear a shadle. So, keep your shadle on.
So I you know. Yeah, it's true though. When you like, you don't want to go to reunions if you're fat, you know. Like if you gain weight, I don't want to see. If I get thin, and then I'll be like, hello, you know. Then you feel better.
but I'd love to
see when they get heavy. The snotty girls who were cheerleaders.
Well, I gotta say, because I'm Indian, my skin is like I look a little younger.
You
so I didn't mind going to my reunion because a lot of those people looked older than me. Even if they were skinnier than me, I'm like, damn, girl, you look old. Stop smoking.
Stop drinking.
Yeah.
Right. Stephanie, I think Stephanie also looks very good for her age. If you compare her to other women, like I didn't do that purposely, but lately I've been noticing, like when women say their age
now.
No, because your skin, actually, your skin makes you look younger.
You've always had gorgeous.
And you know
skin.
What? If you take some wrinkle cream, you could probably hold back those crow's feet for a few more years.
I'll just wear ponytails.
Oh, you're so Chinese. I guess I'm racist.
Me put pee-pee in your coat. Me Chinese. Remember that?
Of course I remember that.
Me Chinese, me play joke.
Hello, hot stuff.
Yeah, I need good cream. I also have that 11 right here when you wrinkle it. You stay.
Nobody notices that.
Nah, I can't see
it. And plus, look at me. I'm really wrinkled for my age.
Well,
so.
You're a guy.
His mom is wrinkly.
It doesn't matter. It's like, oh, it's character.
I know, women.
It's so sexy.
My gray hair is character, too.
It's all character. It's good. So, yeah.
I am getting this. You know what I just need to wear? Dark sunglasses and bangs. If I have bangs,
get
like
closer.
Suzanne Summers.
Well, but Suzanne Summers, like, if she makes her bangs any longer, she won't be able
you
to see.
Her bangs? They're like this.
So she covers up.
She covers everything.
As my neck wrinkles, I just wear a choker.
Yeah, and a scarf.
What do you do about the neck? Because nothing. Even young people have that. The neck. It's not like
there's
totally
nothing
age.
You can do. And unless you.
Some women have a big Adam's apple. What do they do?
What? Who has a big ass?
Oh, maybe that was a man.
Oh.
I should have kicked him out of my car.
Is that your prostitute? Is that the coupon?
That was a hooker.
She had a small penis, too.
She called it a man in a boat.
What is that? What's a man in a boat?
A clitoris, like in... They call
I never heard
you
of
never
that.
Never heard of man
who
in a boat?
Who calls it?
Stephanie does.
I read it in one of my sex
manuals.
What was it, in your 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
She had to read all three versions
of
that.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Do you know Noah, like, noticed? Because I
our
read
son.
Them three. Our son. I read three of them, like, within 2 days, 3 days. And so... I'm reading them like every second just to finish it. I want to finish. And so he had Hebrew. We have a Hebrew tutor that comes over and he loves to read Noah. So she was talking to him about what books he reads. And then she's like, does your mom like to read? He goes, I don't know, but she's reading 50 Shades of Grey all the time. And it's like a 30-year-old, like, you know, Hebrew tutor. I was like, oh, my God.
Does she
but
laugh?
She was cool.
Okay.
Yeah, because I talked to her and stuff. But yeah, I was like, "What? Why? What's that book about?" I'm like, "Nothing."
She read it too, I'm sure.
Him?
She has a tongue ring.
Oh yeah, she's read it.
Oh,
she's.
I found the books very boring.
That's boring. Read the other one. Reflected in You, better writing, much
really
more interesting. Yeah.
Did you ever hear Gilbert? S&M? Gilbert Gottfried?
No,
I never heard him.
Reading,
but I can't talk.
Reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Keep still, he orders, and slowly he inserts his thumb inside me, rotating it around and around,
it's kind of exciting.
Stroking the front wall of my vagina.
He has a lot of spirit when he reads
it's
that.
Passion.
He likes it.
You know what's funny with 50 Shades? It was so repetitive. They kept saying the same thing over and over about the love interest who had his jeans hanging just over his hips. Every second they said the same thing and had a white crisp shirt. Like, how many crisp shirts do you have? Like,
I have things hanging over my belt, too.
Me too. They're called love handles. But
pot belly.
He's a millionaire. He can have like white
shirts. No, but
it's
over and over the same thing. His hips, his pants hung just the way I like it. But like every second they hung like that, it was like 20, 30 times. Come on.
Yeah. No.
And also she was a virgin and she had sex like 8 times the first night and nothing hurt her and she had multiple. It was just very unrealistic.
She probably lubed up.
How did her vagina not hurt? I mean, she was having sex like 10. She was always ready every minute. It's not possible.
I mean,
that's you.
He found. Did you say that's you?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
No, she's not ready. That's
Oh, you said use lube?
Yeah, I said maybe she used a lot of lube.
Oh, I thought you said you to Stephanie. Oh, like, you're always ready. Yeah,
no, maybe it. She doesn't understand because she's
not always
ready.
There was no lube involved in the book.
Oh.
As I recall.
Maybe they just didn't discuss the lube.
No,
there was no lube. You should read the book.
And he was always ready every second, too. That's not real either.
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm going to find out because I'm going to I'm going to go to the Kink conference in D.C.
She's doing what is it? Explain it.
Well, there's something called Winter Fire in Washington, D.C., and it's a kink conference. So people who are into bondage and all that stuff. And I am not into that.
No, but
someone
you've done
asked
it.
Me. Well, I didn't know. I, well,
well
yeah,
now
I
you
I
are into it.
And I'll put one dildo up one guy's ass, and then I'm a kink.
Yeah.
That's like okay. Corey, who did porn, this gay guy that we know. Uh-huh. He did a porn movie, but he think he's like, that doesn't make me a porn actor just because I did one porn movie.
What does it make you? Experimenting?
Makes him an
with a porn movie?
Right.
Was he an extra? I don't know.
No, he was not. He's character. A main man with he's a package a, yeah. to kill for.
That's gay.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned.
I wanted in my front, though, not you know, in my...
In your front? So you... So,
his vagina.
What's it called? Kink?
Kink.
Kink. Well, it's a kink conference, but it's called Winter Fire. And so
I'd like to go.
Well,
hear those
that's
stories.
The thing. I'm not getting paid. So I said, well, can I get a free pass? And he's like, yeah. So because I'll do, I mean, not I'm going to
do anything.
But if I can get a story out of it.
But what are you doing there?
I'm telling a story. So I'm going to tell the story of
the butt plug.
The butt guy.
You made it into a story?
Yeah, I have it as a story. I mean, I haven't actually performed it yet. I told, like, I did it, like, kind of like I improvised it on an open mic a couple of times, and now I crafted it into more of a story. So I'll be performing that.
Do you think that, do they have a, you know, Gilbert Gottfried was fired from, I just reminded me of something I was thinking about earlier. You know, he's a comedian, and comedians usually can get away with saying whatever they want. He was fired from being the Affleck duck. Mm-hmm. Are there any comedians that protested that? Don't you think they should protest Affleck?
But he got
why did he get fired?
He made a joke about what did he make
he
a joke
tweeted about? I don't remember something off.
Oh, it was about the tsunami. I think.
Oh yeah, tsunami.
Yeah, but that's. I guess for Affleck, you have to represent what they think is immoral. They want
but he didn't
more.
Do it as the Affleck duck, even though that's the same voice as
matter.
His real voice.
Yeah, he's too distinguished as well, a voice.
Yeah, I mean, look at Tiger Woods. He lost contracts because of his womanizing.
Yeah, but they but hired him knowing he was a comedian, and comedians are supposed to say whatever they want.
But you know what? They could do whatever they want.
That's true. I'm not saying they can't
do what
they want.
Yeah, comics.
I'm saying comedians should just say, you know, protest and do not buy Aflac insurance.
Who has time for that?
Me.
We have to write.
I was thinking about it.
We have to get stage time. We don't have time to. He's already famous.
That's true.
We need room for us.
Okay.
I mean, I'm kind of. I agree with them for firing him. That you know, if they're selling insurance, it's about you know
life.
Helping people and like, and he's dissing all these people that just died.
Plus,
I
don't know why they needed him in the first place. Anybody could do that voice.
Why don't you try it,
Affleck?
You're hired.
they had a contest, and the next guy was they hired won the contest.
Sounded like him? But did he? Or, they do it like him?
Yeah.
Oh
no, he did it pretty much.
People could do him.
Affleck.
No, it's more raspy.
Do it again.
Affleck.
Affleck.
Is that right?
No.
Affleck.
That's okay.
Affleck.
That's scary.
That's a horror, Affleck. Last night, you guys went to the John Lovitz Podcast Comedy Club. And it's podcast.
All right, already.
So tell me how it was. I heard you guys talking about the comedians and stuff. Was it a good show? Did you guys perform? What happened?
Well, I came to support the lovely Stephanie Blum.
That's my wife.
Woo-hoo!
We love her.
She's so good. And the audience was, you know, it was an okay audience. It wasn't like I felt like the club itself was a weird setup.
A lot of people say that about that
good.
Club.
You're like the audience is very low and the comedians are kind of up high. And I saw many camel toes that I didn't want to see.
Oh, lucky
the
you.
The angle
was plenty of camel toe.
Oh, camel toe.
And you say that like it's,
you
like,
say
oh,
that
you
like it's
it.
A bad thing.
Camel toe? Do men like it?
No. Do you?
On fat women?
No.
On any women you like?
Yeah, camel toe is cool. It's like almost being like being naked.
Okay. It's so funny that
but
he
without
likes
the smell. Go ahead.
Without the camel smell.
Yeah, but he's talking about models, you know what I mean? Like
model camel, yeah,
models.
Hot camel toe.
Like not like normal people camel toe.
No, not normal
just like,
people.
Like
this is L.A.
Bar Raffaelli's camel toe, whatever her name is, Bar Raffaelli.
Nothing like a Bar Raffaelli camel toe, an Israeli camel toe.
Israeli.
So what about you? How is it for you?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, it was good. I had a really good spot. I was probably number five. How many or six.
Comedians were there?
12.
Did they fill up?
There were a lot.
Did they fill up? How did they get an audience on a Wednesday night?
I think they, well, Lori was in it, Lori McDermott. She invited like five friends. John came with his
John
LaRocchia is here. Oh. He came and Vijay and.
Who invited LaRocchia?
Me.
I'm
jealous.
Oh,
jealous of John.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you know John loves
Why
me.
Wouldn't you tell me? This is perfect.
You. Oh, you mean you wanted to hang out with John?
No.
Oh, you don't like it when she
I
hangs
told
out
you
with John.
John is here.
No, you did not.
I did. I
no,
said
because
John
I know
here.
That she likes John.
I don't
And
like
the fact that she didn't tell me that he's here and that she went out with him the last night.
I didn't go out.
Without telling me. Is he the cowboy?
No. First of all, I don't like John.
In that way.
In that way.
I don't believe you.
It's the truth. I don't like John in that way. I never. We've been friends for 15 years. You know him.
You call him Johnny.
I call him a lot of things.
You call him Johnny.
Do you say hi, cutie?
You don't call me Greggy.
Do you say hi, cutie, to John?
Yeah, I do. Oh. But I call you cute. I know, my friend's cutie. That's a thing.
Did
I'm
you
a girl.
Sit with him?
She sat on his lap.
I sat. I did. I gave him a lap dance. I invited him. I didn't know he was coming. Are we really having this conversation? I kind of like it that you're jealous, though, because you're never jealous. Are you still mad about John?
Are you not jealous?
No, I'm just trying
to.
But how
come he's not jealous of me?
Yeah, she's prettier.
Did you sit on her lap?
No, I didn't sit
on her
lap.
I sat on her face.
And she had a huge black dildo. What makes you think that I like him, though? Seriously.
Just the way you talk to him. The way you talk to him.
No, I talk to all my. I talk to him exactly the same way
you
as all my friends.
You call him Johnny.
I call her Vigi.
No,
her,
you don't.
I call him John. What's wrong? His name is John. I call him Johnny.
I like this. Maybe,
I love
maybe
it.
You'll have some 50 Shades of Grey sex
know.
Later. Okay, that's good.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So we're out of time. But we'll continue this next time with Vijay, and we'll find out all about her experience doing the Landmark Forum course, which is the S training, and it's extremely grueling and confrontational, and we'll find out how that was for her. In the meantime, check out Vijay at vijaycomedy.com, VIJAIComedy.com.
Love it.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So fun.